Amen.
Love Talk
Radio.
Go.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, it's just so awesome. Would you pray for us, Dr. Hunter, before we get started?
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. I said, would you pray for us before we get started?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was asking you to pray.
Okay,
for
I'll do it. I will. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you this day with thanksgiving in our heart for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Tonight, that we just said thank you. We love you, we adore you, we magnify you. All that you have done for us this day. Your word has watched us. Your word has protected us. Your word has given us instruction. You've given us wisdom, your godly wisdom through Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you, Father, for everything you have done today. For in the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, upon all of us that believe, and there is no difference. I want to thank you for what you've done for us today. Somebody's crying out right now. I pray for America. I pray for the president. I pray for both houses of Congress. I pray for those Supreme Court. I pray for the governors, the mayor. I pray that America will come to the full place of repentance. And I pray for the fivefold ministry. I pray that they all come. May men become men. May they love their wives and do what they're supposed to do. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is awesome prayer because it is so needed because the whole nation needs to repent to God. We truly need to repent. Amen. You know, it is so important that we as believers get together in unity and begin to proclaim the word of God. And I was excited to hear about what you were saying you all did today, praying for the whole nation. That is awesome. Awesome, because it is truly needed. And, you know, God is gathering his true believers, his saints, for that purpose. Right now, to come together and pray. And I love that because I'll tell you all this a little bit before we get started. Some people called me, and we started getting together, true believers of God, and it was God ordained. It wasn't me. I didn't call them. God had, he ordained us to come together. They came to my house looking for me. And so I knew it was God because, you know, they don't know me like that. So God is gathering his people, and so I just give God glory and praise for it, for what he's doing and allowing us to be a part of it. Amen.
Amen. Well, one thing also, Doctor, as I make note to everybody, God is calling. He's not calling denominations. He's not calling religion. He's calling sons. Those who believe, he's calling them. I tell a friend of mine, you're a pastor, but you still got to stand in the same order as we all do. And what we have to do is take God at his sincere word. Now, do we have witness? Yes, we do. Do we have upsets? Yes. Do we have mistakes? Yes. But God has got to forgive us. That's the reason why Jesus said, come to the Father. And the Father, he said, come to me, I'll take you to the Father. And that's why we have to come to Jesus and ask him that his blood keep us and purge us and make us whole. And one of the things I want to say, I thank God for you. I was telling other folks about you, how that, and see, tonight it was good. But we've been having a grand time this week. Doctor, we've been having a grand time this week.
Amen.
I mean, Lord Jesus. And see, when you get a report that some more people are getting healed, what does that do for you, Doctor? What does it do for your teaching? That encourages your faith.
Oh, that encourages you. It strengthens you to go on. To know that what we're saying, we're praying and God is answering the righteous prayer because we're sincere in our walk with him. We're sincere. We're sincere in our walk with him. And he knows that. Mm-hmm. And so he answers our prayers. And I give God the glory for that. I give him all the glory. It's truly amazing.
Amen. Well, God is using you amazing because when it didn't look like it some years, what, about 3 years, 3 years ago?
Yes.
When I had nothing, when I was on the radio, I've kept it for a whole year. I've been praying. And all of a sudden, here I am not even knowing where you come from.
Amen.
You heard my prayer. And you said, Brother, what can you be? And that's what this next, and see, the position I'm in, having gone through some changes with the body, and to walk into the faith arena, let me know. I don't care what nobody say about me. I know what I'm doing. I know what God has done for me. And so I praise him. I praise him, and I thank him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Amen. You have to know that you know. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, because we got to get with positive people. We have to, and even when people don't agree with us, and even when they want to put us down, we got to go on, because there are some who are still interceding, who are still praying for us, who are still lifting us up in prayer. Amen? So those who don't, it doesn't damp our faith, because we can keep Jesus Christ in the front of us. Amen?
Amen.
So tonight we're going to talk about being a friend. Amen? Being a true friend. And Jesus was a true friend. Oh, hallelujah. Just that name.
Hey.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh.
Praise
he was
Jesus.
A true friend. He was a true friend. And when you find a true friend, like I said, these people came looking for me. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of the Holy Spirit. He sent them. And then we began to fellowship and lift up the name of Jesus. And this is what the Lord wants us to do, to be in unity. You got to be on one accord. Amen? So, and we want to talk about that because Jonathan and David were friends. They were friends. They were friends. And this is the kind of friends we want. We want those kind of friends. And the Bible says, it says, and it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, this was David, that the son of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. Good God Almighty. He was knit with the soul of David. Do anybody have knit with their soul? He said he was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Look at that. See, when we come together, we knit our souls. Our spirits are connected. Oh, it's our spirits that connect one another. That's what it is. And we want people to connect like that with their spirit. Let your spirit do it. It'll do it. He said, and Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house.
My God.
He said, then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Good God. He loved him as his own soul. The Bible says a friend is stick closer than a brother. So we want those kind of people when we're going out, when we are praying honestly to God, because we want to see some things done by the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
We want to see some movement of the, oh, man, let me tell you, and we're going to go on because I get excited. These people that came and we began to study, the Holy Spirit was so high in the place, he started revealing things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He started revealing things to the woman that was there at the place. And she said, well, you didn't know that. I said, no, I don't know anything about your life. But the Holy Spirit was so high in the place till the Lord started revealing things by the Holy Spirit, and he was telling us, he said, because where this woman was some wickedness, and he needed us to pray against it. And after he allowed me to tell her, she got excited. We began to pray. She said, you don't know anything. I said, no, I don't know you. I don't know anything about your situation. But that's how our spirits will knit when you come together in unity. In unity. And so it's just awesome. And what happened, the lady tried to text me to ask me if I will come with them and we come together in unity. And guess what? The message never did come through. It was still sending at 6 o'clock at night.
My God.
And when I got to her house, I said, well, we want to come together in unity. She said, well, that's what I just sent you. I said, I didn't receive it. She got her phone out, and the phone was still sending. She sent it at 12 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I never got it. And so when she looked at her phone at 6 o'clock last night, it was still sending. She said, this is nobody but God for you to come in and speak on unity when I was trying to send you a text about unity. I said, great God Almighty. But he's awesome. He's awesome when you come together.
He's awesome.
Yes. He said, and Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, oh God, and his garments, even to his sword and his bow and to his girl. This how knitted they were. Because Jonathan knew something. He knew that David would become king. He already knew this. He knew it. He knew it was something about him. After David got this, he knew something about David, and he became knitted with David. And so this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring people together in unity, because we can get a lot of things done when we're in unity together. It said, and David went out wheresoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely, and Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. That's how knitted Jonathan and David was. But Saul, he seen that he set David over everything. He set him over, and it's just such a powerful message, because Jonathan and David was knitted together. When I read that again, I was like, man, that is really awesome to be knitted together. And
that's
so
we
want people to be knitted together in the spirit. So when we come together in unity, things began to happen, healing, deliverance, being set free. And this is the things that God has blessed us to be able to do. But we have to do it in unity when we come together. We can't have any division. Amen?
Amen.
And so the Bible says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So when we come together, we are already reconciled by God. Because we were once enemies, but then when we came to Christ, we were knitted with him. We're knitted with him. Even unto death, we're knitted with Christ. We're knitted with him. We're knitted with Christ. And so it says, and Saul spake to Jonathan, his son, and this happened later on in chapter 19, and to all his servants that they should kill David. Now, after all of that, they want to kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, my father seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. There are people who secretly kill us with their mouth, behind our backs, with it, and other things. They secretly, amen, kill us. But then there's a friend that will speak up. There's a friend, always somebody that will speak up and say, wait a minute. There's somebody that will speak up because they know who you are. That's somebody that will speak up.
Yes.
And so that's why we have to pray and choose wisely our friends. We have to choose them wisely. Ask the Lord to send them. Because we want true believers in our lives too. Because when you're in our lives, we want to be on one accord. We want to be on one accord. The Bible says, how can the two walk together unless they agree? So we want to be on one accord.
Amen.
And things begin to take place when we're on one accord. Amen.
Amen.
And so he told David, he said, I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee. And what I see, that I will tell thee. He, now, this is Jonathan's father. Saul is Jonathan's father, and Jonathan is so knitted with David. Now, isn't that something? He's so knitted with David, and Saul was his father, trying to kill David. Most people go along with their own. But he, Jonathan was so knitted with David, he said, well, I'm going to go and see what's going on, basically see what's going on, and I'll tell you. I'll let you know. I will let you know what's going on. He said, I will go out and stand beside my father in the field while thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. That is awesome. They were knitted that close together that Jonathan was going to go to his father and see what was going on so he could go back and tell David.
Yeah.
Man, this is all, that's a friend.
Huh?
That's a friend.
That's a friend. That's a friend. Amen.
And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he had not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee were very good. He said, his works have been good. Don't sin against him. Why you want to, you know, that's how knitted he was. And you know what? It's hard to find those kind of people. That's why we have to pray and ask God. I prayed and asked the Lord, Lord, send true believers in my life. There's plenty of people been around and been in. But I said, send those who are really hungering and thirsting, those who are after your heart, those who are crying out after you. Because in this town, in this city where I live, there are people who they worship the Lord with their mouth, but their heart are far away from God. They talk, they want things and stuff and things and stuff. I want the Lord. He'll give me the rest of that. You know? So I began to seek him out and seek out God's word. And when he brought me, these are true friends, Jonathan and David. He said, for he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine.
Yes.
And the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou saw it. And then rejoice. Wherefore then would thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? Good God. This is Jonathan talking to his father now about David. That's how knitted they were. That's how knitted they were. He don't want no harm to come to David. See?
He
don't want harm to come to him. So these are the kind of friends we want with us who will say, wait a minute. Why are you coming against the brother or the sister in this manner? Joseph was close to David. They were true friends. Amen.
Amen.
He said, and Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. Hey, stop. He hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. And Saul swore. He said, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. Look at that. After Jonathan got through talking about his friend. Because that was his friend. David was his friend. And so Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. Look at that.
Hearkened
to the voice of Jonathan. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all these things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. Jonathan and David were such close friends that when anything rose up against David, Jonathan spoke up. He spoke up.
And he
spoke up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He spoke up. And that's what I'm saying. When we're praying and seeking the Lord and asking the Lord for those people to together with us, because we want to see things happen in the earth. We want people to be healed, delivered, and set free. And when we're praying together, the Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. Just imagine 3, 4, 5 or more. What we can do when we are true believers, true friends, true intercessors. These people intercede for you day and night. They sincerely pray for one another. You know, you want people that are truly praying for you. truly praying for you, truly interceding for you, which we know Jesus is our great intercessor. But in this mm-hmm. earth, when we gather with people, we want to know that they are truly on our side. We want to know that they are truly friends, glad to see us, want us in their presence. We want to be in their presence. We want to praise and worship together. We want to proclaim the word of God together. We want to pray against things that are happening in the nation. We want to come together and begin to pray. And so that's why I say a true friend, because we know Jesus was a true friend. And Jonathan was a friend to David. He was a friend to David. And that is so awesome. And the Bible said, henceforth I call you not servants, for servants know not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of the Father I have made known unto you. We are his friends, and he made known unto us what he hears from the Father.
Amen. Hey.
He made known unto us. Hallelujah. He make it known unto us. He make it known Amen. Unto us. So through our connection with Christ, we as believers will also spare God's wrath in the last day, because we are connected with him. We're connected with him. We are his friends. We're his friend. Most men, the Bible says, proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find one? Who can find one? So we want true friends. We want those who are going to really be there for us and intercede for us. We have to choose our friends and family. We have to choose them wisely, carefully.
Yes.
Always keeping our prayer partners in prayer. And praying for one another, sharpening one another with the word in the time of need, and having bearing one another's burdens. That's what friends are for. The Bible says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceit." They are deceitful. So that's why we have to pray, because no man knows that man's heart but God and that man. But God will send you true people. And as we began to talk last night, the lady brought up a conversation about she had gone, and it was so amazing, because she had gone into the appraisal district, and so had I. She didn't know that. And so when I got in there, the Lord wouldn't let me speak his name. I said, "Good God Almighty." I was about to tell him, but he wouldn't let me speak. He said, "They're not worthy." So I didn't know what the problem was. So when she was talking last night, she said, "I went to a appraisal district." She said, and the supervisor there said she was riddled with cancer. I said, "Oh, my God. My God. Jesus. Jesus." But the problem is when you have done wicked for so long, and God is trying to get your attention. And she said, "Well, I wanted to do something. I wanted to go and pray for this lady." She said, "But God didn't lead me to go pray for her." I said, "God don't hear you so you can keep robbing the poor." Huh?
My God.
He just don't. He's willing to heal, deliver, and set free, but not so you can keep robbing the poor. He don't do it. He won't do it. He won't do it. So yes, we want to pray for people. We want all, and Jesus said, God said, he said he wished that none would perish. None. He don't want anyone to perish. And he said, if you come to him in no wise, will he cast you away? He won't cast you away. But you got to come in spirit and in truth. That's the way you got to come. In
Amen.
Spirit and in truth. Amen. And so that's why I wanted to speak on that tonight, because I know others have experienced that. Somebody else have experienced it, and I know they have. Somebody have experienced something that they can talk about, that they can share with us. Good friends, true friends.
Yeah.
We want to come together. When we come together, we want to come together in unity, like the Azusa Street revival. When they got together, some things happened. Some things happened. So we want to come together in unity, because we want to see the movement of God like never before. We want to see that grace of power. We want to see some things happen. But we got to be in unity on one accord. And so when I read again about David and Jonathan, I said, wow, even Jonathan, he took off his robe. And he took off his robe and gave it to David. I said, man, that's some friendship there. He took off his robe, took off his gun, he gave his woman and his sword, his bow, and his girl. He gave all that to David.
Amen.
Said, but he gave it all to David. Amen. What friend gonna give you, you know? But he gave it all to him because they was knitted together. They was knitted together. Spiritually, they was knitted together. And so that's what we want to be, knitted together in the spirit. We can bear one another's burden. We can be that friend. We can be in unity and hear what the Lord is saying. And like I said on last night when we got together, the Lord just began to reveal some things. And I tell you, it was the movement of God, and we had an awesome time. But if there be anyone on the radio tonight that has something they would like to share with us, we would like to hear it. We would love for you to let us know your story.
The line's open.
Yes, we want to hear from others tonight. Somebody else may have a word.
Anybody on the line? Amen. Well, I just want to say tonight while we're getting here on the radio together, and the line is full, but I want to just say I thank God for what God has done for me. God, today, in the name of Jesus, God gave me fullness of the Holy Spirit. Fullness of the Holy Spirit today. While we were on the line today for 12, we saw people start. We all did broke out grinning and shouting and praising God. And I said, I've been praying for this, but I'm teaching on the word. Strengthen, joy, joyful noise, and a joyful of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we get into it, we can say, and I say to everybody, I know that we got to get closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the devil is nothing but a liar. So that's what I have to say to somebody some night. Amen. Amen. The line's open.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else got something they want to say? Praise God.
Well, praise God. Yeah. Hello. How you everybody doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing well. I had a long day. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm busy today all day long. And not getting particulars, but when you called, I was in the shower. It's a long day today. Yeah, so anyhow, yeah, you know, most people don't realize the friend that we have in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some who come to the Lord, you know, have taken it for granted. But those who are really, really have been hurt, and I mean, in the drugs or in the prostitution or whatever else, that God had did a remarkable miracle in their lives, you know, they're apt to be more appreciative of everything. But even at best, you know, Satan doesn't want to give up too easy, because, you know, for a long time, even me, we were Satan's best friend until we realized what a liar he is.
Amen.
And he didn't give up on those that Jesus recovers and sets free, you know. I mean, he attacks them most wholeheartedly. But, you know, we continue to walk in the Spirit of God and teach and learn in the Spirit of God as to who we are. Those who do come to Christ have a greater chance of defeating the devil, more so than those who come to just nonchalantly, I was at this thing and I gave my life to the Lord, and you know, and then now I go to church and they're filled full of milk and you know, they don't have the understanding. They don't truly have the true understanding. And those are the people that we really need to look at, because I, like I said, even myself, you know, I came up with drugs and alcohol and a whole lot of other things that I'm not even going to go into. I mean, because it would be rated X, double X, and triple X if I got into some of that stuff. So you know, I mean, but God set me free, and I understand
Amen.
It, you know.
Amen.
Even at best, there are times where you kind of not really slip, but you just kind of start to doubt. You start to do something, you know, and allow that spirit to come back into your life, and God quickens you. I mean, when you start
yes.
praying, you start asking, God will quicken you, and you can
yes,
stir yes. that spirit up, and you can kick it out. You know, you have authority over that spirit. You
Amen.
Just kick it out. Just mm-hmm. just tell it has to go. He says, you know, I'm redeemed. I'm set free. Praise God. You know, you don't have no authority over my life. And you know, you start to give them a little bit. You know, you give them a little nugget, and you give them a little more. And the next thing you know, they got you. They come back.
Yes.
You know, like it says, the house was clean. They come back seven times stronger. You know, so we, you know, this. But you know, when we speak and we talk about the Lord and everything else. What we need to do is fortify that in their lives that who they are in Christ and the authority
Amen.
That they have. And,
Amen.
And we can't play with that. We can't play with that word and just sit there and say, well, yeah, God's going to prosper you. Yes, He will. But you know, He prospers your spirit.
Yes, yes.
Then all things would be added on to you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's people who sit there and. Going out and they seek the Lord and they say, well, you know, okay, God's going to make me a millionaire. God's going to make my business grow and profit. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, God knows that if you can handle money, He's not going to give you $1 million and just let you just willy-nilly. You know, He's got to you prove yourself that you can handle that $1 million.
Yes.
You know,
right.
And then, yeah, you know, we can't be playing with that word. It's because it's destroying. It's destroying the body of Christ. It's destroying the church.
Mm-hmm.
But even at best, God sits there and says, "Those who stand and those who weather the storms and those who will, they're going to inherit the kingdom of heaven." But you know what? We're all going to be held accountable for that one that slipped away because we were lax in telling them who they were in Christ. So we need to be really careful on how we speak to people, you know, especially when we're trying to not say convert them because, you know, they're already seeking it. It's the ones who was converted that never really had, per se, gone through a life of drugs and alcohol and prostitution. Yeah, they were sinners, and we're all sinners, you know, to come short of the kingdom of God. But it's not one of us, you know. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's a woman or a man or it was a prostitute
Amen.
Or whatever it was, you know, and all you did was steal a piece of bubble gum. We're just as guilty in the eyes of the Lord as great as it was as it was for the others. So, you know, He's no respecter. So a lot of people don't understand that, you know.
Amen.
So, you know, that we need to really, really and truly, you know, and I don't know if anybody's listening out there. It doesn't matter what you've done, how bad your sin was. It doesn't make any difference. God
Mm-mm.
loves you. He loves
Amen.
You, and He just wants to have a relationship with you, and
Thank
and it
you.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter what you've done. It,
Amen.
I don't care if you stole a piece of bubble gum. I don't care if you've been living a triple X-rated lifestyle.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. You just turn to God, He'll set you free. He'll
yes.
pay
Amen.
You up and send you on the road. He's no different for anyone than anyone else, you know. The
yeah.
bubble gum chewer or the prostitute, it didn't make any difference. You know,
oh.
David even repented for the fact that he was an adulterer and a murderer.
Yes.
And,
uh-huh.
and God was
uh-huh.
still showed him favor. So I'm just
uh-huh.
telling you, you know, there's
Amen.
Hope for each and every one of us, you know. So, and if you're having any questions or any doubts about it, you know, find a pastor, someone that really knows what they're talking about and get with them. And they will tell you. And if they don't, Go find one who will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and praise the Lord, Pastor Irwin. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that great, great intro into Christ, because you are so right. So many Christians think, well, I did such and such so bad, and I did this. But you know what? What the Lord has quickened me to tell the world is what we seem to confuse people. That baby that's being born right this minute is a sinner. Now, if it's born into a Christian home where the mother and the father are believers, it's protected, they say, this is Old Testament, up until the age of 12. But other than that, after that, it's got to have a savior. Now, it's got to be born again. You know, the scriptures don't make no exceptions for who must be born again. Everybody got to be born again. So therefore, we keep making people think that if I be good, or if they've been good, or if they've been in church all their life, that makes them closer to being good, or if they've been very moral all their life. Like you say, we are 99% of us been triple X in one point. I like the way you said that. I love the way you said that. You know, so and the devil, like you say, he's such a liar. He run that guilt, especially for newly saved in the first 10 years, you know. He bring all that stuff back up to you. Well, he'll even sneak it in after 20 and 30 years, too. Don't feel bad about that, you know. But he's a liar. The devil is a liar. You just as washed when you get saved today as you're going to be the day that you get raptured in the sky, because it ain't your righteousness that's going to put you in heaven. It's his righteousness. No, in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. All my good works cannot add up to the righteousness of Christ. I am righteous because I am washed under the blood of Jesus Christ. I am sanctified. Set apart. That's what the word sanctify me. I am holy. Not because I live, as I used to preach for 30 years, not because I live above a tavern. I'm holy because of the blood of Christ. I'm holy because of him inside me. That's the only thing that makes me holy. And so I thank you, Pastor Irwin. Continue to teach that pure. That was so pure that you just taught. That's so perfect, because so many people have, the devil is running guilt on people to the max. They don't understand. In Christ, I keep teaching, I-N, capital C-H-R-I-T, R-I-S-T, I'm sorry, makes you great. Just them two words right there, in Christ. And that's why you can't let the devil come or no human being come and tell you, I remember when you was a liar. I remember when you was a thief. I remember. Yeah, you do. You might. Yeah, that's true. That's possible. But in Christ, I am a new creature. New creature. And all that has been passed and washed away. Oh, yeah, I've stumbled, I've fallen, but I dusted off, I repented, and I got right back up. Yes, sir. So we want to encourage every new Christian, old Christian, everybody out there to know that you are somebody in Christ. In Christ, you have the victory. And here's what I want you to really memorize, Romans chapter 8. Nor death, nor height, nor things present, nor things to come shall ever be able to separate you from the love of Christ. That's Romans chapter 8. And I'm not going to give you the particular verse, because I want you to read the whole chapter and memorize it and stamp it on your forehead, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your front door, and put it on your back door. As the Bible says, put it on your bedpost. Know that. Know that you know that you know that you are a saint. That's what makes you a saint. It's Jesus Christ coming to live inside of you. God bless you. Love everyone.
Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what confuses a lot of people that have come to Christ. Now, there's a natural and there's a supernatural. Jesus took a natural beating, a natural whipping, and he had the nails physically put into his hands. But, you know, I was driving down the road, and God was speaking to me, and he says, "Did you thank me for the bruises that I gave you?"
Wow.
That's so that you will remember not to do those things again. Did you sit there and thank me for the scars that I've given you?
Wow.
For the things that you've done, that my son took a beating for you. And he says, "Did you thank me for the nails that are in your hands?"
Wow.
And I went, "Oh my God," because we take a spiritual bruising, a spiritual scarring, and a spiritual, because we have died and we are resurrected in Christ, so we spiritually
yes.
carry the nail holes in our hands and our feet, as
Ooh.
Christ had
Ooh.
Those in his hands in the physical, you know. So when the devil comes and the confusion is, "Oh, God doesn't love me this, you know, because otherwise I wouldn't hurt like this." Well, yeah, those hurts and those pains and those sufferings is the same thing that Jesus went through for you on the cross. What he did in the physical, we're doing in the spiritual because we're
wow.
resurrected in Christ.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got a word? Anybody else? My God.
My God, my God.
Amen. Well, I know that, Monica, are you on the line with us?
Yes, Dr. Hunter.
All right, then. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much for the word and everything. It was so inspiring to my heart. Spiritually and mentally and also emotionally, you know, for this journey that I have been through in life. And, you know, a lot of times you might be alone, but you're not lonely because you always have God as a friend, and he'll stick close to you than what a brother would. And a lot of times if you want to become a sold-out Christian, the devil gives you two black eyes, and, you know, he'll kick you in the back and everything, kind of put you down and keep you down. We all have our flesh that we deal with, but we don't want to stay that way. And when God knows we don't try to stay that way, you know, it's like a tug of war. But we are human, and a lot of times you don't have that support, you know, from family and everything. It's like God said, "Well, I'm all the support that you need." But when you later in life, it's harder and everything, but you will grasp it. But it's always something that's been embedded in you. But by the grace of God, you know, I thank God for God. You know, now I'm at the age of 43 and everything, and I just have this testimony to tell that, you know, I don't really have that fear of Satan anymore. You know, it's like I know God's a jealous God and everything, and I was telling people how, you know, this had happened to me in my walk with God in my last 5 years and everything, and I say God's a jealous God, and he knows, and the devil's time is very short, and the devil's just going to constantly come at you. But like I said, I have a friend that, you know, they can never be perfect other than my God, my best friend, and I have not allowed anyone to come into my circle other than him. God uses man. But I have been in church houses to where, you know, there wasn't so many and everything, but God, that I didn't worry about that. I worry about going there, listening to God's word, retaining what the woman was saying, what the people were saying, reading the Bible, and just getting a closer connection with him. And everything else, it was a matter, and God just will continue on just blessing you and giving you his anointing. And I just want to tell you thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you. Woo.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else Amen. Got something they want to say? The Lord has been good to them. Amen. Well, today, Dr. McClendon.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That was awesome. That was awesome. I enjoyed listening to everybody's testimonies and what they have said tonight. It is truly uplifting. You know, it helps us
and it strengthens us. The word that others give us, it strengthens us and help us to even study the word even more. And so just it has been truly a blessing to hear those who have come on and give us the word tonight. It's truly been a blessing, and we appreciate that. We appreciate it. Everybody, we need that encouragement. That's what friends do. We need encouragement. All of us, we need to be encouraged. And so we encourage one another, pray for one another, and that's what we need. That's what we're here for, is to encourage one another by the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to let everybody know tomorrow we're going to ordain two people that y'all know, and one is Dr. Monica Hatchett, and Pastor Irvin Williams tomorrow. And I have to let you know that here. Amen.
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 Pastor Hunter, you're breaking up. We can't hardly hear you.
Oh, it wasn't my phone. I thought it was my phone.
No, I have Skype. I don't use it. I got it fixed up. I got Skype on here. And so
well,
I'm
it's
coming
messing up. It's messing up. We couldn't hear. It broke up real bad. We couldn't hear who you were ordaining.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to ordain tomorrow. We're going to ordain a young lady by the name of Monica, Dr. Monica Hatchett.
Yes, yeah, still breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Well, the lights are hot. Ain't nothing on here. Can you hear me now?
No, it's still breaking up. I don't know what's going on, but it's breaking up for some reason. Yeah, because it's really bad.
Hold on.
Still breaking up.
Well, I mean, I got everything set up. Well, let me come back on. All right, Father, we just take a thought that we're constantly. I have the. Can anybody hear me now?
It's still static. You're breaking up.
Well, I mean, I'm close. I got the TV. I got it up here as high as I can get it. Let me get up here and see you. Okay.
Hmm.
Can you hear me better?
No, it's still staticky, Dr. Hunter.
Can you hear me now?
No, it's doing the same thing.
Well, I mean, I don't see no on my side the speaker. They're high definition. Let me see if I can call into the radio station and then let myself get on the hold on. Let me call into the radio station by my phone and see what's happening. Is that all right?
Okay. Okay.
Let me try it that way. All right.
Okay.
All right. Please for self.
No, it's still doing the same thing.
Somebody else.
Oh, somebody else's phone is doing it then.
Yeah,
it might have been too loud.
Okay.
Call back.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Can you hear me? I got the speaker to 45. Can you hear me now?
It's still staticky.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Well, all go ahead and take over. Go ahead and take over.
Amen. Well, the word has gone forth tonight. We have enjoyed it. We have done what God has called us to do tonight. We've come together in unity. And those who have given the word, like I said, have encouraged us. We have been blessed by the word tonight, regardless of what is trying to happen on the airways. Amen. So we have received that word. We received the word of God tonight, and we will meditate on those words. We will meditate on them. And as the sister said, she gave us Romans 8, and we can go and study that now and write that up on the tablets of our heart. So we have truly been blessed, and the pastor has given us a mighty word from on high, and we do appreciate that word because as he had explained to us about the spirit, and that has been such a blessing tonight. Every word that has been spoken tonight has been a blessing to each and every one of us. So we just give God the glory for everything that has been said tonight. Regardless of what is trying to happen on the airways, we glorify God with all of it, all the spoken words tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 You got a word? Your last phone number is 6423.
Yes, that's me, Dr. Hunter. This is Monica.
Okay. All right. Well, let me say this to somebody because somehow or another, I don't know what's going on. I got everything squared away. And but I know this much. The more we trust God, the more we can believe God. Because God's going to do it. Well, tomorrow, by the grace of God, we're going to ordain Dr. Monica Hatchett.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to do the same for Brother Irvin. Brother Irvin is going to be licensed. He's going to be certified and ordained. And so I thank God for the opportunity to work with these beloved, and so we can move forward. Nobody will be able to say, well, your papers, you got them right here, but always have them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It'll be in my address tomorrow in Houston, and somebody can come a long distance to do it. Now, one thing I will say is I come to you to say with love, I need you like never before. You need me like never before. We're fighting a fight in the earth realm. And the enemy is trying to decide. You can't play the game now. Beloved, you cannot play the game. Because the devil is real. He is real.
Yes, he is. Yes.
And if you don't believe it, keep living. Because you never know. All of a sudden, we don't see the thing within the last 3 or 4 days happen. Like never before. All of a sudden, he's trying to get his truth right. And I like what you said tonight about David and Jonathan. One love is back in the scripture. God said to the Son, I love you. He said, the Son said to the Father, I love you. That's what God wants. That's the love relationship. But I want you to pray for me, and I pray for you. Dr. McClellan, you're still in charge. It's your program. Whatever you got next,
amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Anybody else have nothing to say? Well, we're just getting close out with prayer. And we just want to thank God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, today has been a great day. Today has been another great day. Tonight's a great night. We just want to say thank you for giving us this opportunity to come on this radio program and tell the gospel of Jesus Christ. To live it, to see it, and to do it. Thank you for the revelation you've given us all tonight. Will you bless us to keep us? Watch out for us. But we want to say thank you. Tonight, that night, we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. And we praise you. We thank you for everything. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray.
Amen.
I love you. Nothing you can do about it. So until the next time, God bless you. We'll make for sure. Doctor, I'm looking at the program. Meet me at the well. And the night we met at the well, look what she says. She says, meet me at the well. We come and meet each other at the well. You never know what God's going to do. And I want to you know, I love you. God bless y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you now.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I'm not close. You didn't give me a chance to work. First of all, you need to close that. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. These dishes are waiting. I know, that's what I would do about it.
Back pain, I couldn't sleep and get up in time. Then I found Aleve PM.
Aleve PM is the only one to combine a safe sleep aid.
To run to you.